Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is Monday, January 28th, 2019. You're listening to the program that's pre-recorded. It's number 40, pre-recorded Dolly Shares, coming to you from Dolly World. Nancy Hopkins is the producer, and I'm Dolly Howard. Today, I want to talk about defamation of character. I was looking for the video that Dave Corso did with Duncan O'Finion, and Carrie Cassidy had done the interview. Hold on. There we go. And while I was doing that, I ran across this site that really kind of pissed me off royally. And it was saying that Dave really wasn't who Dave said he was, and a lot of other military people really weren't who they say they are. And I thought, who the heck do you think you are? And so I was researching, okay, who is this person that wrote this? Of course, I couldn't find the person's name anywhere, just some kind of a group, but we'll get into that later. First, I want to read to you some definitions I found. Defamation of character. And it has some bullet points. First major bullet point. To injure someone's good name or standing by slander or libel. And under that is simply calling someone a liar in the hallway can open one up to being sued. Here's another minor bullet. Defame is from Latin defamare, D-I-F-F-A-M-A-R-E, which is to spread evil reports. Another minor bullet. Are two ways this is done. One is slander, another is libel, L-I-B-E-L. Another minor bullet says slander, a defaming oral statement or gesture. Another minor bullet, libel, defamation in a permanent form, such as written or recorded statements. And under that it says, in both cases, the words cannot be addressed directly to you, but to a third party. Okay, let's go to, what is defamation? I want to make sure I'm still recording. Now I'm paranoid because this recording thing every once in a while goes off. What is defamation? Any statement, whether written or oral, that injures a third party's reputation. The tort of defamation includes both libel and slander. Definition of libel, according to this one, it's at www.law.cornell.edu/wex/defamation, defamation. Okay, libel definition. A method of defamation expressed by print, writing, pictures, signs, effigies, or any communication embodied in physical form that is injurious to a person's reputation, exposes a person to public hatred, contempt, or ridicule, or injures a person in his or her business or profession. Slander A false statement, usually made orally, which defames another person. Okay. Now, let's get back up here and go over to this site. I have to copy and paste this. Hold on. Sometimes that can be a real challenge for me. Right here. Like right now, it's a challenge. Hold on. I'm trying to do this. I do so much better with my real computer, not my laptop. But my real computer is kind of... he's kind of given up the ghost. Okay, what was I doing? Oh, yeah. I was going to copy and paste this into the internet so I can go over here, open this up to the site where that got me so inflamed. Let's paste and go. All right. This is called Military Phonies. And the site is... hold on, my daughter's calling me. All right, I took the phone call. I don't know. Did I tell you the site of this Military Phonies? I'll do that. It's https://... Military Phony, /about-this-web-site/. Okay, so I'm here. I'm at this site. Military Phonies. Protecting the valor of those who have defended our freedom. And then it tells about this website. Let us first say what we are not. We do not condone senseless acts by individuals that assault, threaten, or intimidate anyone suspected of stolen valor. Making unfounded accusations about a veteran is unacceptable. I completely agree with that. We will actively seek to identify any individual responsible for such criminal behavior and provide that information to the appropriate law enforcement agency. You do that, mister. This site exists to deter those very actions. We provide a service by which suspected cases of stolen valor and other acts of misconduct unbecoming honorable military service may be reported, investigated, and made public. Hold on. Gotta take the page down. Through all legal means available to us. Now, listen to this. Through all legal means available to us, we will thoroughly investigate each case. More often than people realize, we confirm the legitimate service of veterans. There will always be cases that we struggle with before deciding they merit being published. In such cases, opinions vary. We make every reasonable effort to provide the information we have amassed and let our readers come to their own conclusions. There will obviously be those who take exception to us posting a case. They are welcome to their opinion. Over the years, our experience has revealed some helpful information. Individuals guilty of stolen valor have often been living the lie for years. Friends and family are convinced their claims of military service are true. Friends and family often rush to their defense. Not only do we expect it, their denial is understandable. Most will eventually realize that the information we have provided is accurate and undeniable. Well, but of course! Mm-hmm. No individual who served in the military has service records that are secret and unavailable. Ha! This claim is common for stolen valor thieves. Any individual who makes such a claim is hiding something, probably their actual service or lack thereof. Our investigators are Marines, SEALs, Army Special Forces, record specialists, and other confirmed honorable veterans. Many of us have years of law enforcement experience. Making false or embellished claims to those of us that actually served is unacceptable. Trying to stick to the lies is just as absurd. Our experience has also shown that stolen valor is often the tip of the iceberg. We have uncovered countless cases of criminal activity associated with individuals we expose. They often go through the lives of people around them like a tornado, leaving in their wake a trail of emotional, physical, and financial destruction. On occasion, we run across an individual that admits their transgressions. They make amends and go about the business of restoring their honor. We also have those who are exposed, lay low for a while, modify their story, and resurface again. Sadly, this is more common than most people realize. Stolen valor and associated activity has become epidemic. These people prey not only on the honorable service of all who have served, but also on the families of those who served. We will not sit silent or cower to their threats and intimidation. Thank you for visiting our site. Okay, so that's what they say. Now, let me look. Let me see if I can find where they were talking about Dave. That really pissed me off. Browse phonies from the drop-down menu. Let's see here. Where's their drop-down menu? Donations, legal disclaimer, report stolen, resources and endorsement videos. Let's go to their home. Okay, militaryphony.com is a combined effort by a team of individuals that have military law enforcement ties. We defend the valor of every American that raised their right hand to fight our constitutional rights and that have earned their awards, decorations, and medals. This site is dedicated to informing the public individuals stealing valor, those who embellish their service beyond reason, and people that take benefits and resources away from deserving veterans. Okay. I'm trying. Where did I find that? Where it was talking about Dave? Let me see here. Report stolen valors. Oh, dear, oh, dear. See, I was all worked up and I wanted to share this with you. Resources and endorsements. I can't. I wonder if they have a search place here. Videos. They just had words talking about Dave. They didn't really have. Search by name. Let's try here. DAVID-URSO. David Corso. Here we go. David Corso and Duncan O'Finion, super secret black ops soldiers in Cambodia and Vietnam. Blog of shame is what this asshole says. And then he's got, well, okay, if he's a blog of shame, where's his words? Let's see if I can find it. Hold on. Oh, here we go. David Lawrence Corso. David Corso and Bobby Joe Fanon were interviewed as part of Project Camelot back in 2007. In this interview, Corso claims he was the best Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam. Although he was officially listed as being in the U.S. Navy, he claims that he was recruited to go into the U.S. Marine Corps, trained as a sniper, and participated in black operations, going on secret missions in Vietnam and Cambodia. He claims he achieved the rank of Staff Sergeant, E6, in the United States Marine Corps. His memories of his work in top-secret black ops projects were wiped. Corso was featured twice. Oops, my batteries. Not my battery. Well, yeah, my battery's running low, too. Laptop battery's running low. Let me plug her in. Plug her in. Okay, she's plugged in. Corso was featured twice on the Jesse Ventura Show, Conspiracy Theory. One episode was Area 51 as a military conspiracy expert, and another was on the episode Manchurian Candidate as a Black Ops Vet. Bobby Joe Fanion, well, I'm not talking about Duncan. I'm just talking about Dave here. But Duncan was... he claims when he was 12 years old, he and his team of child super soldiers were called to duty in order to rescue both a Navy SEAL team and a Marine Corps recon team. I guess I better read Duncan's because they do tie in. Dave and Duncan did spend time together. So let me read this one. If you go to militaryphony.com, you can, if you do some searching around, you can find this. Okay. Bobby Joe Fanon, a.k.a. Robert Duncan O'Finion. Bobby Joe Fanon, who likes to be called Duncan O'Finion, claims he was abducted as a child and trained off the island of St. Thomas as a super soldier with other children. He claims that he was trained as an assassin and psychic spy. Part of the training was being programmed, and later all memories of his experiences were erased. Later, he claimed that he was able to start putting the memories back together. Fanon received some initial credibility by getting on the Jesse Ventura Show, Conspiracy Theory. Fanon claims that when he was 12 years old, he and his team of child super soldiers were called to duty in order to rescue both a Navy SEAL team and a Marine Corps recon team that were pinned down in Cambodia in 1972. Fanon gets all choked up as he recalls himself and 11 other children exiting the chopper. He was the team leader. He and the other children locked hands and formed a semicircle. They then killed every Cambodian soldier within 20 miles of the combined effect of the psychic power generated. He further claims that these are not his words, but the words of both a Navy SEAL captain and a Marine Corps reconnaissance captain that were rescued. The Corso O'Finion Association. Although both of these men lived in Pahrump, Nevada at one time, they claimed they first met in Vietnam when Corso rescued O'Finion from a burning helicopter. Corso claims he does not have U.S. Marine Corps records in support of his claims because he was part of a unit that didn't exist. He was part of a unit that didn't exist. Therefore, these people who say that they are these wonderful investigators finding the fakes would not have access to records that supposedly do not exist. Ophinion claims he does not have a rank or serial number because of the secrecy of the program he was part of, Project Talent. So then they've got a copy of information releasable under the Freedom of Information Act about Dave, David Lawrence Corso. It's his military record that they will release. And then here they have Bobby Joe Fannin, his records. He has no social security number, nothing there. And they're saying it's a letter from National Personnel Records Center, National Archives, on January 21, 2016, regarding veteran's name, Fannin, Bobby Joe. Social Security number, there's blank. Request number, and they have that blanked out. Dear recipient, thank you for contacting the National Personnel Records Center. We have been unsuccessful in identifying a military service record for the above-named individual. This does not mean the subject did not have military service, only that we are unable to identify a record based on the limited information you have provided. To locate a record, we must have the veteran's complete name, service number if applicable, social security number, branch of service, and approximate dates of service. If you have questions or comments regarding this response, you may contact us at 314-801-0800 or by mail at the address shown in the letterhead above. If you contact us, please reference the request number listed above, which they blanked out, so you can't have it. If you are a veteran or a deceased veteran's next of kin, please consider submitting your future requests online by visiting us at http://vetrecs.archives.gov. It's really little print. I'm having trouble reading it, y'all. Sincerely, Maddie Davis, Archives Technician, and in parentheses, AFN-MC4B. And over here, there's a little seal. It's got a picture of a lock. It says, "We value our veterans' privacy. Let us know if we have failed to protect it." Let me read you their address, because I'm not making this up. It's from National Personnel Records Center. I don't know if I can read it. 1 Archives Drive, St. Louis, Missouri. I can't read the little numbers. It's got the zip code 6. I can't read those little numbers. But that's at National Archives. The seal, under the seal, it has National Archives. So, that's the information that I have so far. They have newspapers and other historical media. David Lawrence Corso was born in 1941 and entered the U.S. Navy in June of 1959. At that time, he lived in Parker, Pennsylvania. According to the Kittanning Simpson Leader Times on June 9, 1959, he was placed on probation for larceny. I think he really was. I vaguely remember him talking about that. Placed on probation. Judge F. Frank Graff suspended the sentence of David Corso of Parker and placed him, this is out of the paper now, and placed him on probation for a year in Armstrong County Sentence Court. Corso was charged with larceny, must pay case costs and make retribution for the order to apply, Judge Graff said. Corso was declared eligible for the draft, when he turned 18. And there's Y/O in Jan of 1959. Did the charge of larceny force him into the Navy as part of a plea deal to avoid jail time? Or was he scheduled to go into the Navy that month and the crime was just a coincidence and unrelated? On August 5 and August 11, 1965, the local paper carried news of David Corso during his time in the Navy due to his ship, USS Rowan, being sighted. Here's one of the articles. Parker Mann's ship receives Viet citation. Parker - radar, second class, David L. Corso, USN, son of Mr. and Mrs. Thomas S. Corso of Parker, is serving aboard the destroyer USS Rowan, a ship honored in June by the Republic of Vietnam's Navy for its participation in action against Viet Cong guerrillas. The Rowan was sighted during a ceremony at Quy Nam, N-H-O-N, Quy Nam, Vietnam, for its exceptional performance of duty while serving as part of Junk Division 22 of the Republic of Vietnam. As part of Junk Division 22, Rowan performed 24 naval fire gunfire support missions against Viet Cong strongholds and in defense of friendly forces. It fired more than 900 rounds of 5-inch high-explosive ammunition and participated in night engagements by providing flare illumination to prevent infiltration of Viet Cong guerrillas. In addition to this, the ship took part in numerous surveillance and anti-infiltration patrols. During the ceremony, crewmen of the Rowan were presented the black barrel with junk insignia, traditional hat worn by members of the Republic of Vietnam's Junk Division. Source is cited as the Derrick, in parentheses, Oil City, Pennsylvania, end of parentheses, Thursday, August 5, 1965. And then there's this other thing, article, with men in uniform. Two District Navy men are serving in the Mediterranean with the U.S. 6th Fleet aboard the guided missile cruiser USS Albany. They are machinist mate third class Larry T. Hall, son of Mr. and Mrs. Charles A. Hall, of 715 North 5th Street, Apollo, and fire control technician third class James W. Parks, son of Mr. and Mrs. Charles B. Parks of Leechburg, RD-1. Radar man second class David L. Corso, son of Mr. and Mrs. Thomas S. Corso of Parker Road 2, serving aboard the destroyer USS Rowan, took part in ceremonies honoring the ship and its crew by the Republic of Vietnam Navy for its participation in action against the Viet Cong. The Rowan was cited for its exceptional performance of duty while serving as part of a Junk Division 22 of the Republic of Vietnam, and this source is the Kittening Simpson Leader, Kittening, Pennsylvania, on Wednesday, August 11, 1965. It says, then on August 6, 1969, a newspaper called the Derrick in Oil City, Pennsylvania, published a clip looking back 10 years and mentioned that David Corso joined the Navy. No mention of the U.S. Marine Corps. I thought these guys were military men. Do they not realize that the Navy and the Marines are connected? I know this because my ex-husband served in the Navy. He went to Nam, three tours in Nam. I know some of these things. And I know that records are not, that some records you will never find. I know this for a fact. I mean, he was listed as a cook, and he did a hell of a lot more than being a cook on a ship. And had the scars to prove it. So, there's this stuff. You can go in and read this article. No, all right, I'll read it. Dave says, read it, read it. Okay, looking back, this is in a newspaper article. What's it called? Oh, I can't read that. The Derrick, called the Derrick. 10 years ago, Leonard Price is named general chairman of the Oil City Eagles Club picnic. Dr. Samuel L. Kerr of 318 West 4th Street begins a joint dentistry practice with his father, Dr. C.T. Kerr of 510 Boquin Circle. David Corso, son of Mr. and Mrs. Thomas Corso of Parker, enlists in the Navy. Dr. Riah Price becomes the new pastor of New Bethlehem Presbyterian Church. 20 years ago, then they talk about this Paul Burnett of Oil City completes his tour of duty, Bobby Fun. Then they talk about a lot of other people completing their duties. And 30 years ago, they talk about some more people's doing their duties, but nothing about Dave. Then there's this thing. Bobby Joe Fannin was born in Johnson, Kentucky in 1960. According to his family, he had an active imagination and dreamed of black helicopters coming out of the sky. It does not appear that Fannin legally changed his name to Robert Duncan O'Finion. He did write a book called Innocence Turned Deadly under the pen name of Robert Duncan O'Finion. His real name is on page 2 of the book. It was later removed on a revision edition of the book. This story goes that Fannin tried to sell the book unsuccessfully as a work of fiction. When this proved difficult, he decided to promote the book as nonfiction biography, touring the country telling the stories and maintaining they are true. He dropped the Bobby Joe Fannin on page 2 in a later revised version of the book, and the pen name stuck. Anthony Forwood of Exposing the Truth blog did a lot of excellent background work on Fannin and published the results here. Fannin's brother confirmed the findings accurate. Summary and discussion. Boy, oh boy. There's a lot more in here. And it shows pictures. So if you want to go ahead and read more, it's just them. Some is partially true, and a lot they left out because, and they left it out because it is sealed records. It's what did they call it? The records that you'll never see. I forgot. But, okay, so that's what they said. They believe that they are correct. That's their opinion. Knowing Dave, as I know Dave, he did exactly what he said he did. And the thing is, he can't remember. Well, he couldn't when he was here. All the things he did do, and some of the things he did do, cause him great consternation. And he says he's not proud of it. There are, if you research Dave Corso and you follow his videos, listen to his videos, they're on YouTube. They're out there for you to hear what he has to say. They don't just involve Dave. The stories that he tells do not just involve Dave Corso or Duncan and or Duncan O'Finion. They also involve other military people who were in Black Ops, who were going through same things that Duncan and Dave were going through. They're having to hide a lot of times. They were being attacked a lot of times because of the things they did remember and the things they didn't remember. If you research him and you find these other people who are mentioned, write their names down, look them up on YouTube. If you're really into finding this stuff out, finding out the truth, these people will back what Dave and Duncan are proclaiming. When I was doing the Montauk research a year or two back, I can't remember. You can look up my videos too, and you can see. And it led me to the Philadelphia experiment stuff back then when I was reporting about what I was finding on those. You can find unassociated history about Montauk, unassociated from Duncan, what Duncan said, what Dave said. This is from other people who are talking about the torture and the things they do to the kids to try to separate themselves from themselves and things like that. Research Montauk. Let me make sure I'm recording here. I'd be really pissed if I wasn't. Oh, yes, as I am. How far along am I? Oh, geez, I'm halfway through. Okay. So, it just really upset me when I found this military phonies, and they are doing defamation of character to Dave and others. It's not just Dave and Duncan. There's others on this site that they are claiming are phonies. Maybe some of them are. I can't say they aren't. I do not know. I don't have access to the documents that no one has access to. So I can't say no, that wasn't the case. Oh dear, hold on, y'all. I gotta pause it. Okay, that was my oldest daughter. Now I don't know where I was. I think I was probably talking about... What now? Oh my goodness. My kids are driving me nuts. They're blowing up my phone again. That was my son. Okay, they can wait. 1 hour out of the whole day. And they all have to blow my phone up at this hour. I think the universe sends out messages to the kids. Hey, your mom's trying to record Dolly Shares. You better call her now. It's a conspiracy. Well, speaking of conspiracies, Dave and Duncan and a lot of these other people that they have named on their site, and they say they're liars, they're frauds, they're fakes. They aren't. Probably most of them aren't. Some of them might be. We don't know. We cannot prove it. We don't have access to the files that we don't have access to. And neither do these military people who think they're big shits in the military and that they should have access to everything. Now, we know that records are messed with, that we don't see a lot of them. We know this. to be a fact. I don't even have to try to prove it to you. You already know it is fact. But anyway, I wanted to try to set that record clear when I saw all this stuff trying to prove Dave wrong. No. There's too many out there who back his stories. There's too many other military people who have had interaction with him, who have told the same stories without realizing that the other one's telling that story. They lost contact with each other, then they get in contact with each other, then it's just really a shame that these guys have done defamation of character for Dave Corso, Duncan O'Finion, and the others that have been defamed by these guys, who really, I suppose, they really mean good by exposing these people. Well, I wish that they wouldn't really do that when they don't know, when they cannot get into records that they don't even know exist. It makes me sad. It really, really makes me sad. And these poor people have had their minds wiped, their memories wiped. And something triggers them and a partial memory will come back. And then they live through this horror again. And then they live through the guilt that they didn't remember it, as well as the guilt that it happened. They're putting these people through so much. So much. And in the letter it says, "We have been unsuccessful in identifying a military service record for the above-named individual." And this is the clincher. This does not mean the subject did not have military service, only that we are unable to identify a record based on the limited information you have provided. The National Archives, that's from the National Archives. It just is so frickin' upsetting. And I wanted to share that with you all. Please don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything that is put in writing. Because there's so many things. So many times that these people who are reporting aren't being truthful. They aren't being honest. Some of them are literally on purpose making up shit to ruin people's lives or to make themselves look like an important person. Especially the news people. Oh, look what I'm telling you. I don't care if I made it up to try to defame this person and make me look really big and important. It's look at me, look at me. It's not, gee, I feel bad I'm ruining this person's life because my ego is so needing attention. It's just, oh my gosh, people. And it's not just Dave and Duncan and these other people that we're talking about. It's not just them. It's others. It's It's everyday people. It's you and me. People decide in the workforce or wherever you are with friends or groups or whatever. Somebody gets jealous, so they say, they make up a lie about you. Well, how are you going to counter that lie? Should you even try to counter the lie? I mean, if the person is that insecure, maybe you should go to them and say, I really feel bad for you. Feel sorry that your ego is so in need, desperately in need of attention. You're the one that's going to suffer from this in the end, because they're the ones who really are going to suffer from it. You think those news people, their reputations are very reputable now? Do you all believe the mainstream media reporters? Look at the weatherman. I thought of all people I could believe a weatherman. And they show the weatherman showing how he's being battered by all this rain and wind and the hurricane, and he can hardly stand up. And then there's these people walking on the street and the sidewalk behind him, talking and smoking their cigarettes and laughing. They aren't being blown around. I mean, it was on the video. It went viral. If you haven't heard of it, I'm surprised. If you want to see it, go online and look for it. I'm sure you can find the video. So that is proof in itself, right there in a video, as this was live going on over the airs. This scene, it really crushed me. Because now I can't even believe the weatherman, for crying out loud. Oh, it makes my eyes want to cry. Because there's people you really, really want to trust. Well, to me, a weatherman was a person I really, really, really wanted to trust. Because I found out I couldn't trust the frickin' news people. Oh, man, I need a drink of coffee. Okay. If you're upset by this, I sure hope you are. I hope you're seeing. You can't always believe what you're being told. Can't always believe what you're seeing. Unless it's live. while I'm talking about this defamation of character, hold on, you people who spaz out when I mention the T word, I'm gonna say it. Look at how Trump is being harassed, ridiculed, defamed. Defamation of character. I know that he isn't squeaky clean. I know he's not even. I know he's probably done some things that I would definitely object to, and he has done it since he's been in the presidency. I really got upset with him promoting Scott from Florida. I know he's a Republican, and Trump just wanted the Republican seat, but he was saying what a wonderful guy Scott is and all this shit. Well, we who live in Florida know that he is a swamp person. One of the bigger swamp people. A minor, but bigger swamp. Minor, bigger swamp person. And so that, of course, upset me about Trump. But even Trump, I mean, build the wall. It's been proven over and over and over in videos that the ones who are speaking out about we don't need a wall, yada, 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 we don't need it, why do we need it? And Pelosi acting like a complete imbecile. Well, why do we need a wall? Why do you think, bitch? Oops. I mean, why do you think, woman? Swamp being. And it doesn't take much brains to figure that one out. And she's one of them that was saying we did need it. And her mate there, what's his name? Schumer? I mean, he was saying how we need it. Look at all the politicians. They show you the videos of them saying, we need the wall, we need the wall. Trump says we need the wall. And everybody, political, who's against him, and the news media who are paid by the swamp people, so they're also swamp people in my book. Oh no, that's the last thing in the world we ever need. And it's proven how it works from the other countries that they've gone, and they said, see how this wall works? It works. And they show you the statistics and the wall and all that. Doesn't it wear you out? Don't you get tired of all that crap? I do. I have gotten so worn out from it. Now, I just want to go. It just sounds silly. It is silly. I just want to go to Washington, D.C. and slap all those people. Silly. I know it wouldn't do any good except make me feel better. Hey, come over here. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. Yeah, right. Just because they don't agree with me doesn't mean I have the right to go slap the shit out of someone. I realize this, but I sure would like to sometimes, wouldn't y'all? I mean, you know somebody's being absolutely ridiculously silly. And but there's nothing you can do about it, but you really, really want to. You think about what you would want to do to them, or say to them, but you can't do it. Well, I'm just tired of it all. Really worn out. I would like to see the swamp cleaned. ASAP, of course. Yesterday would be fine. I realize that everything has to be put into place. Everything happens in the right time. The right place. It's just really wearing on my patience level. Testing my patience. And I have failed that test, I do believe. Sometimes I'm pretty strong with it, and I think, oh yeah, yeah, we gotta wait until the right time. They gotta get all their ducks in a row. The moon has to be lined up with all these stars and the sun and the earth, and everything has to be in alignment, and all this stuff should be right. But then other times I say, okay, I'm tired of waiting. Let's get her done. Let's load the guns and get the posse lined up, and let's go get them. And I haven't heard any more about the, what do you call them, those barges, prison barges. I haven't heard any more about them. Last I heard hearsay was that they were down in Guantanamo. But I don't know where those are. Any of you out there know? Have you heard any concrete proof where they are? Is anyone on them? Has anyone seen anybody disappearing for sure? I really have no proof of anything going on. And then Q has been quiet. But of course, Trump's always talking about how he's being beat up by fake news. I guess he just really needs to say that. But it does keep it in front of our eyes. Yeah, well, you can't always believe everything you hear. So, the main thing that got me worked up about today, Dolly Shares, was Dave, when I was doing research to find that video with Kerry Cassidy interviewing him and Duncan, and I ran across that group who is trying to expose fake military people who are saying they were in the doing stuff in military and they weren't. Well, can't believe all that either, because they don't have access to the records that we don't have access to. That the government doesn't even acknowledge that they have. No matter who you are. Even presidents cannot get all records that they want. They're even told, oh no, that doesn't exist. And the president, whoever it is, oh yes it does, because they've run across different things where it's been mentioned, that topic has been mentioned, but even they are getting denials of things happening. So take everything you hear and see with a grain of salt. I believe in Dave and Duncan and the others, Corey Good and the whistleblowers that David Wilcock has interviewed. I believe what they're saying. Why would they try to hide for so long? And finally they're coming out with it. And you can see, when I see Corey Good talking about things, sometimes I think, oh my gosh, he really is scared. I can almost see him shaking inside. And then, who's the other guy? Emmett Smith? And the guy who just was murdered, or the guy who just died, Peterson, I think is his name. And I don't know. When you hear all these coming out, do some research. Open your minds, open your hearts. Talk to whoever you talk about in the spiritual world. Talk to your guides, your angels. Talk to whoever you talk about and see if they'll help you to get any feelings about things you're hearing about. Okay, I'm tired, and that's home. Oh, and it's 58 minutes I've been talking, so I'm going to end this a couple minutes early. Thanks for listening to me rattle on. That's why I started Dolly Shares, just to share what's going through my head. You all don't have to agree with everything I say, or anything I say. You don't have to agree with me at all. Heck, you don't even have to listen to me if you don't want to, but it's kind of fun to hear what other people say. In Dolly world, it is, anyway. So maybe you like to hear what I have to say, and it'll make you think about what you're thinking about, and look at it a little differently. Doesn't mean you have to agree with me, but maybe it'll open your eyes to something you hadn't thought about. Well, that's it, y'all. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.